Hanging out with Carly June. How's everything going, Carly?
It's going awesome. Yeah, things are great. Super busy with the new single and excited about that. And yeah, ready for the ride that always commences when you release a new song. So things are good.
Now, it's been a while since I've gotten the chance to interview you, but there's some people here who may not know about you. So what really got you started in music there? Because I know you grew up on a farm in Listowel, Ontario. I believe I pronounced it correctly this time. I didn't call it Listowel.
Yeah. Yes, Listowel. Yep. Yeah, I did. I grew up on a dairy farm. I didn't come from a musical family in any way, shape or form, but I grew up around a lot of music on the farm. My dad always said the dairy cows would give more milk if he played Shania Twain. So there was always lots of music out milking the cows. And I realized that it made the work pass a lot quicker. And yeah, I fell in love with it out there. And singing in church was a big part of that too. And where I kind of got my first opportunities to sing in front of people. And I feel like it was just fate for me. It was just meant to be, and I knew it from a young age.
So what's that like, sort of starting your career out of a small town or out of a small community? Because I'm trying to remember how far Listowel is away from at least the GTA. And even then, the GTA is not exactly known for its country music.
Yeah, exactly. When you're in a small town, you all support one another, which is great. And we're gets around fast if somebody is out there doing something. So, you know, I had a lot of opportunities. It started singing literally at my grandma's Women's Institute events. I would go and just sing for my grandma and all of her friends. I would sing old hymns. And, you know, then I started singing in the talent show at the local fair that we had, the agricultural fair. And from there, I would just sing at so many different community events, to Junior B games, to, you know, events at the Legion, whatever was going on, often I would be asked to sing. So the kind folks there often gave me a lot of opportunities, which I'm really grateful for. And, you know, they're still so supportive of me now. So I think being from a small community has so many benefits for an up and coming artist.
So your last single that came out, it went top 30, that you did with Ryan Langdon, Feel Like Home. What was it like kind of seeing that success after, well, singing for I don't even know how many years and plugging away at it?
Yeah, so when you say that, I just got a big smile on my face just because it's been something I've been working towards for so long. It just felt like the hard work really started to pay off with Feel Like Home. People were connecting with the song. They had an understanding of, you know, who I am as an artist a little bit more and who I am just as a person as well. So that was really exciting just to see that song really connect those dots and to have people in the small towns and people who are just proud of their home, wherever they're from, be able to connect to it. It's just, that's the ultimate goal, is that people can next to your songs and feel like, you know, we're in life together, you and I. So it's exciting. And it was certainly a huge milestone. Tough footsteps to follow with this next single. So I'm just hoping for another one.
Now, it was, again, top 30 at Canadian Country Radio. It was just about top 10 at Australian Country Radio. Have you been to Australia at all? Like, they really seem to love our Canadian country music we produce, so...
They do. I haven't been yet, but I do have plans to go hopefully next year. So it's definitely on the agenda.
That last song managed to get you 4 CMAO nominations, Songwriter or Writers of the Year, Music Video of the Year, plus Female Artist of the Year and Breakthrough Artist. Does that even put a bigger smile on your face knowing that, holy geez, like this stuff's coming my way? Who knows? Maybe when September rolls around, you'll be up for some CMAs.
Yeah, that would be just nuts, Everett. That'd be crazy. Yeah, I believe, you know, dreams come true if you put the work in and you are patient and you surround yourself with the right people. And it really is a team effort. I have an amazing team who, you know, in the hard moments of my career, with, you know, as an artist, there's many hard moments. They've really picked me up and just encouraged me to keep going and helped me head in the right direction. So I'm eternally grateful to them. And I'm really excited for the CMAOs, the Ontario Country Music Awards. They're just an awesome time of people coming together and community, and the CCMAs as well. So I always just have a blast no matter what. So I'm just honored and excited.
All right. Well, the song we're getting ready to play is Still Make Cowgirls. What made you this one come about for you? Because I know it's co-written with the iconic Derek Rattan, who's managed to produce countless top 10s, top 15s. It's hard to find a single where he had a string where I don't think he had one outside the top 20 almost.
Yeah, it's crazy. Derek is an awesome guy, an amazing writer. Was just a bucket list writer for me to work with. I wrote the song. I just wanted to write and release a song that was unapologetically about being a girl from the country. And it's a little bit of a public service announcement to all of the guys out there. If you're looking for a girl from the country that, you know, has a big heart and is a hard worker and kind of a little bit old-fashioned, girls like me are still around, and that's what the song is about. It's been my anthem since the day we wrote it. I've absolutely loved it. And I think all the girls from the country and girls who aren't from the country as well, who just feel like a country girl at heart, will just take it on as their own.
So what has the response been for it so far? Because I know it's only been out for about maybe a month. And traditionally, unless your name is Dallas Smith or one of those big top of the market artists, it does take a bit of time to generate some buzz for the song. So what's the response been so far for you?
Yeah, it's been really cool to see the song reach new people like all over the world. I feel like, you know, there's girls from the country and in Texas and like all over the US, all over Canada, especially Western Canada. It's been really cool, especially on TikTok, to see the song really connecting with those people. So I feel like it's really a song that's starting to really expand my fan base and just connect with people on our mutual upbringings and roots. So that's been really special. So I fully expect it just to continue to blossom. And really excited about it.
So what is that like having a song doing well on TikTok? As I'm somebody who I may have seen some TikToks just because they get reposted on like Instagram stories and on Instagram, but TikTok has kind of become a bit of a an actual big of a thing for artists now, which one wouldn't necessarily have thought at some point in time.
No, I agree. I feel like there was a point in time where I thought I'll never be on TikTok, but here we are. You know, I think it's an amazing platform to reach people, and anything that allows you to reach your music to more fans that are going to connect with it. The algorithm is super smart, so it's going to put it in front of the people that it thinks will connect with what you're posting. So in this specific case, you know, it's really putting the song in front of girls from the country roots, girls that, you know, connect with that more Western lifestyle. So it's really cool that, you know, it puts it in front of them and gives it an opportunity to be heard, which I think as an independent artist, especially, that's a really special opportunity.
Obviously, we have the CMAOs coming up, which you're up for some awards for. What else does your 2024 look like for you? Like, you got lots of shows lined up? Do you have even more music planned out for the rest of the year? I'm sure there's something coming.
Yeah, I'm planning to release a couple more singles this year still, which is really exciting. And I'm heading out west actually a few times this summer. I'm going to be at Ponoka Stampede, which I'm really excited about in June. And I'm also coming back out west in August for Country Thunder in Calgary. So I'm really excited about that and some Ontario dates as well. So it's going to be a wild summer.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking the time to hang out and talk today, Carly. The song is absolutely amazing, and I know people who may not have come across it yet are really going to enjoy it.
Thank you so much. Well, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. So thanks for all the support and thanks for having me on.